USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week. On Capitol Hill, the House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, or federal rescue plan, Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
55% of all cases and 55% of all new cases continue out of the New York metro area.
As we continue our coronavirus coverage here on USA Radio News, we want you to hear directly from Dr. Deborah Birx, who outlines at the White House daily briefing the very latest information about where the most amount of people are impacted.
That's the New Jersey part and New York part in particular. I haven't added in Connecticut or other counties at this point. We are concerned about certain counties that look like they're having a more rapid increase. When you look at Wayne County in Michigan and you look at Cook County in Chicago. So we have integrated all of our information to not only look at where the cases are today, but how they're moving. So we can alert FEMA to where we think the next potential hotspot is. All of the counties that I've mentioned, the hotspots are in urban areas.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The stimulus package could be voted on in the House Friday. More now on the details from USA Radio's Tim Berg on exactly how much money people will get.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News.
Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks if you don't have direct deposit. $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-age children, that's $3,400. We recognize as this goes on that may not be enough, but we stand ready to continue giving that relief to American workers.
In other news, an environmental study will be done on a section of pipeline that runs from North Dakota to Illinois. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
District Judge James Boasberg says he'll consider next month if he should stop the flow of oil through the Dakota Access Pipeline. Native Americans and others have been trying to stop it for years. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe petitioned to nullify federal permits it's received. Now the judge has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct a review. He wants them to look into the possibility of leaks, also the operator's safety records, and any other adverse impacts the pipeline could have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.